USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News. This is USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Louisiana coastline devastated by Hurricane Laura has started a long and gloomy recovery as hundreds of thousands of people are still without water and power, and they're confronting the possibility that basic service may not return for months. More than 400,000 power outages are reported across the state. The death toll from Laura continues to climb, with 18 deaths now reported. President Trump approved Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards' request for major disaster declaration, which paves the way for getting aid to hard-hit individuals and communities around that area. President Donald Trump announced that he will travel to Kenosha on Tuesday, the scene of recent protests against police brutality. A recent round of protesting started again this week after 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot 7 times, allegedly by Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky. The president announced he would head to Kenosha to inspect the damage that has been done following the protest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID stopped a lot of passengers from flying, but United Airlines is working on bringing them back, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. Here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. You know, at least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading. And this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.